Our guest on our program today, Bill Scare, Boone City Administrator. Thanks for taking time to come and visit.
You bet. Good morning to everybody.
I told everybody, we'll probably remind them about the snow ordinance. We have not had to... I shouldn't bring it up. Do I want to challenge it?
Oh, yeah, knock on wood.
Yeah. Well, we got it here. The one thing is, again, we know that it's still the season. Mm-hmm. People should, if you haven't had an opportunity to sign up, still there, you can still do it. And fortunately, I think we only had to do a little bit the earlier this month on some of the cleanup in the downtown area.
Right. And we've had a few small snows, right? Yeah. Not very much. And we had some freezing rain, I think, at one point. And interesting that those events, right, they cost just about as much as a large event, right? Especially particularly freezing rain, sure. Because we, you know, Public Works does a great job. They get out and put the salt or the salt down and, you know, try to break that ice up so the streets aren't slick.
So a lot of sand, salt. Yeah. You know, I still have ample supplies.
Yeah. And we're still in January, end of it. But,
well,
you know,
we got some time to go.
We do.
We'll keep our fingers crossed. Otherwise, we keep moving forward with a lot of different projects and things. Budget, obviously, yes. Took a look at those numbers, and I know you felt, the mayor really felt very good about it. He said, we have this coming up. If everything works out real well, we should be doing okay. You went through it smoothly. A lot of it was department heads did a really good job.
Yes.
And then you were able to keep the rate the same. So
yep. There's no levy change. And we feel good about the budget going to be balanced for fiscal year 26. Staff made the presentation to council on
a couple weeks ago,
14th of January. Yeah. And as you know, we don't officially pass the budget till we get into March sometime. Yeah. But we put it together, and all of the budgets, whether it's general fund, public works with mm-hmm. use tax, water plant, sewer plant, water operations, sewer operation, they're all balanced. And so we feel good about that. And we'll go through our processes and have the public hearings that we sure. need to have. Those will be upcoming. And ultimately, council will officially approve it after we have a public hearing.
I think the one thing that kind of was a surprise, the mayor said, funded all of the request from the different departments, so with the lost or local option sales tax, and still anticipating you're going to have, and again, we're talking the next fiscal year, folks,
right.
Starting in July for the end of 25 into the middle part of 26.
Exactly.
But you are anticipating an increase, and you did have some left over. However,
we did.
I want to say it's not going to go too far away, because right away, I think Councilmember Terry Mormon talked about let's have some picnic tables on the green space and things.
Correct. So the council during that meeting on the 14th had a really good discussion about the general fund and the LOST as well as the other budgets, and we feel good about it. And there is some money they can do. I consider that a quality of life project,
mm-hmm.
you know, at 8th and Green, and as well as the Veterans Park here
sure.
on 9th Street. So the Nate director, he'll take that and run with it. And we'll get those purchased in fiscal year 26.
So the upside is that you don't have to haul them back and forth from
right.
the park all
right.
the time. That's a little labor intensive.
It is. And plus, I think these picnic tables come with some sort of an umbrella and things like okay. that. So the idea, obviously, is people that when the weather's nice, want to have lunch downtown, you know, the picnic tables will be there. And they'll have some shade from the hot sun, and so they can enjoy their lunch outside.
And we've had a number of our events that have been up there.
Correct.
Well, even Pufferbilly Days. That
right.
That was a warm one out there. They were trying to keep umbrellas going,
right.
too.
So. And Nights on the Green.
Nights on the Green.
And everything. So I think that's a good project that will benefit a lot of people that are downtown.
Well, we know that, again, that's just some of the things you do have. Still a balance in that local option sales tax.
Yes.
But you do have, you always have things that come up during the year. And Well, do we take out of the reserves? Do we have additional? What, you've got some now, and there's a lot of different activities that are going to be happening.
Right, and we do, and we have a lot of things coming forward, as you know. And so what staff will do is take that money and put it in a CD,
mm-hmm.
so it'll draw interest. And for future projects that the council may want to sure. do to continue
if you get some
moving forward.
Capital projects,
right.
Again, that's what it goes for. That portion of it, the portion of the local option sales tax, otherwise, 20% goes to property tax relief right off the bottom, right off the top,
exactly.
I think. You just take that. And then your human service.
Right, so, 5% for human services.
So that's what's going on with right. our local option sales tax. So I did look at the list of capital projects, man, you've got a lot. But we knew there were a lot of them coming in. You'd already started on some of the water plants, sewer plants, some, and you're kind of running into a crunch on a few of those. So those that we were moving forward with and you had planned to be working on, we probably should have started a year earlier.
Yeah, we have a lot of projects, as you know. Council passed authorizing to bond $5 million a few years ago just mm-hmm. for purely maintenance, and that came from, at least on the wastewater side, came from that study. Roofs is one, and so we're just about done with the roofs, and
Lime
Slakers is another one. They're going to start that in March, hope to be done by May. I can't think of the name of it, where we store the water, the reservoir.
Oh, the reservoir, the big
one.
That was one, right? That thing's been on your to-do list for several years.
We were moving forward with that, and then when Daisy came up, we reevaluated that, and it's going to be done, but it's going to be part of another project. Okay. So there's a lot of projects still going on. So, the fine screens that we've talked about in here, we've had some mechanical issues with those, and we're trying to get those repaired. Mm-hmm. That's one of the future projects that we're going to be doing when we make those improvements at the wastewater plant.
And a lot of these, for people keep thinking it's all about Daisy, but it's not. Right. A lot of these were recommended by Perry Jerzvik and SEH. These are things that are wearing out in your existing facilities that need to be taken care of for the future.
Correct.
It just needs to be done.
Right. And if you remember back when council authorize the studies that would be done, it was not only for Daisy but the future as well, for future growth in other areas and things like that. The housing that we're having going on right now, that's just an example. So you're right, so it's Daisy related, all the improvements, but as well as for other projects for future growth as well, so we can handle those. You don't want to make all these improvements, right, and then when we're done, we're already there with the capacity that we can do. I mean, we feel that's a waste of taxpayer money. Yeah. We need to make sure that we prepare for the future 20 years down the line. So that's what our plan is. That's what we're working on.
I was going to say one of the things, people tend to forget, we got a lot of housing being built.
Right.
You were already, and in a lot of areas, one of the things that was driving it was basically Ag Certain and some of the expansion they were talking about. That's what you wanted to find out. What kind of capacity do we have?
Correct.
And we found out, even just with our residential growth, we were going to be pushing some limits.
We were. So these were projects that are going to need to be done. As we've said in here before, the plants were built in the middle to late 90s. So they're aged. Those things run 24 hours a day, every day of the year. And that equipment that we use out there, and it wears out. So we're seeing that now, since the plants are getting older, and so we're dealing with those on a day-to-day basis, as well as the project for the future to make the upgrades at both plants to make sure that we're prepared for the future.
Well, at the last council meeting, so you did have a couple of different things that came up there. One of them was actually the pump station. Now, again, the lift station down on Snedden was going to be upgraded. That was one of your projects you wanted to upgrade. Then when Daisy came in, said, okay, we need to reassess that.
Right.
And capacity, and then the forest main and how it was going to be going. kind of ran into an issue, wanted to get some thoughts from the council's utility committee, and the council did agree with that, but took a look at some different options. So that's one that's moving forward, but it has definitely added some cost to your project.
It has added some cost with the upsizing that we're doing, and you're right. So the lift station that's currently there, we've had issues with for the past few years. It seems like there's weekly or monthly repairs being done at that. The folks at the water plant, or excuse me, the wastewater plant, US Water, tell me that this thing is on its last leg. They keep it going, and it's not a very big one for that area, right? With everything going on out there now. So we'll be, that's part of it, that we'll be doing a new lift station. We're upsizing it. And then in conversations with Daisy, we talked about peak flows.
Yeah,
originally,
their discharge.
When we
yeah.
were talking with them, it was around 1,300 or so gallons per minute. And now it's actually with some of the projects is increasing in size. And so we're up to, their needs are about 2,100 gallons per minute at peak. Peak, I think, is around four or five times a day. And so we really needed to look at that. And so when we build the lift station and we put the pipe in, where does the pipe go? Do we hook it into the current system? So SEH looked at that and gave us three options on price estimates. And actually, the option we're going to go with is the best and the cheapest. So there were some concerns about with that peak flow, if we hook that into our current system that goes to the wastewater, that goes through neighborhoods and things like that, and we would have to upsize some of those pipes. That would have taken removal of concrete.
Sure.
And to get to them and replace them. In addition, there could have been a possibility of some smell in the neighborhoods with what's being discharged from Daisy. So the plan is that we're going to put that lift station in with big enough pumps, and we're going to put new pipe in the ground. So this is quite a lengthy process of where we're doing. So basically where the new pump station will be out there on Sun Drive, new pipe all the way to the wastewater plant. So as we do that, we look at, okay, so this is what we need for Daisy. What do we need for future expansion out there?
Yeah.
So we're always looking to the future, and we don't want to put in a pipe that in a year later or two, oh, well, now that pipe's not big enough, right? So utility did a great job. They talked with Perry, and then it went to full council. And so we're making those upgrades and improvements on that project. And that pipe actually will go straight to the water plant. And
so just basically serving that commercial area
there. Just the commercial area, in which it can be hooked on to for future growth as well.
So
the rough plan is from the lift station to Highway 30, stay the north side of 30 in the ditch, a right of way, and go just west to Macos Park, south entrance, and then go in there and then make its way down to the wastewater plant.
So still have design and everything to go on all of this, but that's the direction, that part of the plan.
That part, it is. So this was an alteration to the plan that SEH submitted to DNR on our behalf.
Because
as we've talked about before, DNR needs to approve all those plans. So they are in the process of upgrading that plan so that they can send it to DNR so they're aware of what we're doing.
Okay. We do have one of the other projects that'll go forward. The council did go sign off on the DOT RISE grant.
Yes.
It's about $3 million for the extension on Hancock Drive. And the city has to have about $10 million, about $1 million. To put in towards it. Again, 20% of the project cost. And so that's something you need to start with here, because if because most people are wondering, when are they going to break ground? And it's going to be relatively soon, in the spring anyway, or as soon as conditions permit, I would be my guess.
Right.
But that's a road you want to get in, because that's going to have your infrastructure. That's going to bring that down to the lift station, the sewer down to the lift station. So you got some things to take care of there.
We do. So that's an extension. If you're on Hancock Drive and you're going east, you come up Sneddon Drive. So it's just we just go across Sneddon Drive straight east. We've already purchased the right-of-way for that. And so that road is in design, and we hope sometime this summer, I think it'll be done. And from what I'm told from the engineers at SEH, that project will actually start this fall. It's going to go over two construction seasons. So the end of the fall, that's really the end of a construction season. Mm-hmm. And the spring, right, in 26, would be the start of a second one. So the plan is, and we hope we can get this far, is that the roadbed will be put in, all infrastructure and everything will be put in before winter. And then when we get to the spring construction season in 26, that's when they'll pave the road. That'll allow for all the, so they'll be digging, obviously, to put in infrastructure. It'll allow over the winter, what they like is it'll settle over the winter.
Yeah, give the roadbed a chance to set up.
And then pave it in the spring of 26.
Yeah. I think most people would remember, I think they may remember back to when they did the road, I think 217th, past the Central Iowa Expo. Mm-hmm. The county put that down and left it as gravel over the winter, and then it got paved the next year.
Right.
So that kind of thing.
I think that's a good plan, and you certainly don't want to pave it over the winter, and allowing it to settle makes perfect sense. So that's what the tentative plan is.
Going forward with that.
As we move, that project will move forward in that fashion.
Okay. I wanted to jump to another thing here because we're running out of time. But sure. Nate, working with a couple of other community members, they have asked him to hold a kind of a recreational get-together, a team event, and that's going to be on Thursday. If they're involved with teams or anything like that, come. And he would like to get some feeling for what else can I do to help you.
Correct. So, Nate
Osmundson,
Osmundson has been working on this, and this is part of what we envision for the rec department for the city, that we can improve programs for the city and work with the clubs. We're not here to take over, and I think that's a good point for that meeting that's going to happen that Nate's going to have with them. He can explain what the city's intentions are or what our goals are, and is to work with them, not against them, mm-hmm. to make the whole recreation department and plus the entire city for the clubs and everything. We just want to make them better and hopefully on some of the instances give more kids the opportunity to participate that maybe haven't been in the past. We want to bring them in as well, and I think this on the city side we'll work on that so that more kids can participate in those programs.
Okay, so that's going to be, again, for the clubs. And I know that the others, some of the boosters have gone out and gotten some of the other clubs and said, come to this meeting here and let's get together.
Yeah, and we're very pleased with that. And we appreciate that from the clubs and the other programs. Let's all get together, let's talk. Who can do what to make all these programs better? Again, we're there to assist and help.
I know that
is what our goal is.
Yeah, we do have a few other things that have been going on. Other projects that are taking place that you have to deal with here.
I and I.
That's going to be a new one.
Year seven. So fiscal year 26, which begins July 1st, will be phase seven. And so that's another one. We're working with WHKS, and we'll sign contract with them shortly, and they'll start working on that. And then after seven, we'll really take a look and see how many we have left. We're getting close, Jim. We're getting close. Council had that conversation, particularly in the utility committee meeting, the last one we had, talked about the I&I program and maybe is some funding available in fiscal year 27, maybe to two areas for the I&I project so that we can wrap it up and complete
Try to get done. Get it done about the time the plants get upgraded. And the upside is we have seen improvement when we have stormwater.
Right.
We have seen a reduction in the amount coming in.
The reduction of stormwater that's entered into our wastewater plant that we've had to treat has certainly gone down, and that was the goal. We were paying to treat stormwater, and it's not necessary. Yeah. It's a waste of taxpayer money.
So that, and by the way, for those that are wondering how that's funded, if you see on your bill the stormwater charge, that's what's been covering it.
Correct.
So, a biggest chunk of that. So.
Absolutely.
Busy time. I know.
Lots going on.
We're out of time, too. Regular council meeting. You don't have a public safety today, but you're going to have regular council meeting that will be coming up on the 3rd.
February 3rd, yes.
And we've got more things that will be coming up at that meeting.
We do.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.